counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hey, this is Paul Lawton from The Ketamine.
Hi, this is Sasha Bulat.
This is Bob Maddox.
Hey, this is Catherine McCandless from Young Galaxy.
Hi, this is Maya from Outside.
Hi, this is Kate Maloney from True Love Better.
Hey, this is Candle, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
Hey, how's it going? It is the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Enman. Brian Cleveland is out, bringing you the countdown this week. It is the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. We do this every week, and we take the top 20 from the national top 50, and that is at the website I just mentioned. Earshot is the national campus and community radio report published every week at earshot-online.com. You can find the entire national top 50 as well as regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 campus and community radio stations, and you can also find specialty charts, reviews, interviews, and loads more. All kinds of stuff available to you at that website, so go check it out. And you can also find us online a few ways. Earshot20 at gmail.com, that's our email. Facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook, and at earshot20 is our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out and all are great ways to get in touch with us if you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show. We'll do a feature which will include an interview and we'll play something from your latest work. We're going to do that in this hour of the program. Curtis of Blenders Public is going to join us in just a little bit. Of course, we'll have Stephen Karlick on the line as well a little later on to talk about what's going on in the world of entertainment, and you're going to get the first 10 of the top 20. So buckle your seatbelts. We're about to start the ride. Here we go. In at number 20 this week is an entrance, and we told you about these guys a couple weeks ago. They're coming up from number 44, so a pretty big jump up 24 spots, and it's Jeff Barbara, and the album is Soft to Touch. You're going to hear a song called Florida is the Future. In after that is Cloud Nothings at number 19, down from number 13 last week with their album Here and Nowhere Else. You'll hear a song, I'm Not Part of Me. And after that, you're going to hear from Pink Moth. Last week, number 20. This week, number 18. Their album is Eclipse. You're going to hear a song of the same name. Here it is, your number 20 this week. Florida is the Future. It's Jeff Barbara. Stick around. It's the Earshot 20.
In the future.
Station.
Listening to the Earshot 20. Number 19.
It starts right now. That's the way I was before. But I can't recall how it was those days anymore.
I'm not telling you all I'm going through.
Earshot 20. Number 18.
That was Pink Moth in at number 18 this week with a song called Eclipse, also title of the album. And before that, number 19, Cloud Nothings, Here and Nowhere Else is the album. I'm Not Part of Me was the song that you heard. And to kick off that set of three, Jeff, Barbara, and Florida is the Future, name of the song. And that album is titled Soft to the Touch. And Jeff, Barbara entering this week at number 20, up from 44 the week before. So an entrance, not a new entrance to the charts, but we would have told you about them a couple weeks ago when we were doing the lowdown, and that'll be coming up in the second hour of the program, so you get a taste of what's entering the charts below the top 20. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, we're going to be talking with Curtis of Blunders Public, talk about what's going on with him and some of the new stuff that he's got out, and in a little bit after that, we'll talk to Stephen Carlick, find out what's happening in entertainment news, lots to talk about there, and lots of new releases. We're hearing a lot of stuff about new albums being dropped, and that's good news for us, because it always means that there could be some movement on the charts. Of course, our 1, 2, and 3 this week sitting pretty steady, even number 4, so within the top 4, not a lot of movement, couple of those albums switching places, so you can always go and have a look anytime you want for the charts, and that is earshot-online.com. Here we go with number 17 this week, up from number 28 last week. Another entrance into the top 20. We would have told you about this a couple weeks ago. John McKeel with his self-titled album, and that's sitting at number 17. You're going to hear a song called Memorial 10 Count. In after that, at number 16, down from number 14 last week, it's Licky Lee and album titled I Never Learn. You'll hear a song called No Rest for the Wicked. First, here's John McKeel, number 17 this week. Memorial 10 Count is the song. Stick around. It's the Earshot 20.
Got away. Lonely.
That was No Rest for the Wicked, Licky Lee, in at number 16 this week, the album I Never Learn. And in before that, John McKeel, coming in at number 17 this week, jumping up from 28 last week, and it's a self-titled album. And you heard Memorial 10 Count. We're going to take a break from the charts right now and to the phone lines. We're catching up with Curtis from Blunders Public. And we talked to Curtis a little while ago, must have been last year now, I assume. And you, at that point, were releasing some music. Now you've got some new stuff out. And tell us a little bit about from the past to now. Is there a change in your sound? Are you going for more of a similar sound as to what you had before?
Since the last time we talked, I've pretty much just been solidly working on this new EP, which is a collection of covers of Winnipeg bands from the 90s. And so the last album was kind of like maybe my most minimal album to date, very sparse. I was trying to kind of leave a little more space around the sounds. This one is basically the exact opposite. It's a lot more poppy, a lot more structured, and a lot of kind of familiar instrumentation, which I've dabbled with a lot in the past, but it's kind of the other extreme of the Blunders Public project.
And what does the project take? Because it's very different than what we experience with, you know, talking to a band that puts, you know, they put the instruments in and that sort of thing. But you do a little bit different, because it's the production sounds like it might be a little bit different than what it takes for a band to actually put together. So tell us a little bit about the production of this.
Yeah, it's a really different process. Actually, I play in a band as well. I play guitar in a band called Velodrome, and you know, in a typical band, you get together with, you know, the other members, and you hack out a song together, and you practice it a ton, and then you record it. The way I've always done Blunders Public music, the song kind of grows as I'm recording it. So I start with the core of an idea, and then add sounds around it and kind of work out from a central theme. And by the end of it, that first core idea might have been the middle of the song. It might come at the very end of a song, or it might be the introduction to a song. But I never have a clear plan. I never have a clear plan of how the process is going to go until I get into the song. It just starts with a core idea, and then the song evolves from there. So really, when I started making these covers, I'd listen to the originals, and I'd have an idea of how to warp the original, or like a strange take on the original to kind of make it my own, and then the songs would kind of evolve from there. And so there was a couple times when I tried a cover of a song that I loved from Winnipeg from the 90s, and the song just wasn't evolving or going in strange directions, and it wasn't really working. So there's a couple songs that didn't make it, but five did make it.
And so this is an EP of 90s Winnipeg covers, and the one you've sent us is a cover of a band called Hushfeed. And so tell us a little bit about this song and what you get from it, because I know it's different. It'll be different from what the band originally intended for the song, and maybe what you've done to put your kind of spin on it. So give us a little bit of background on that.
Yeah, Hushfeed was a band that was kind of active in the mid to late 90s, and my bands used to play shows with them on a couple of occasions, and I really loved their sound, because the guitar writing was different than what a lot of bands were doing at the time, especially a lot of young bands were just kind of goofing around with power chords, but Hushfeed were always writing with you know, all six strings, and and the, you know, the bass lines were never obviously obviously correlated to the guitar parts, and so I was kind of fascinated by that. And so I just listened to it obsessively in grade 12, and then I wanted to try my hand at covering it, but I heard it kind of as a more pared down with the bass more forefronted. So I started with the synth line, and his vocal style is a lot more, I guess, assertive than what mine typically is. So I asked another local legend, Jay Chirko, who used to be in a band called Transistor Sound and Lighting Company. I asked him if he wanted to try his hand at recording the vocals. And originally, he was going to come to my place and we'd record it together, get a couple of takes. But then he wanted to try recording it at his place. And so he kind of obsessively worked on it for about a month and trashed a lot of ideas and then finally sent me a version of the vocals that he was happy with. And so that was really exciting because it was a total surprise. You know, I didn't know what he was working on or what it was going to sound like because, you know, he has played in bands since, like Chords of Canada and an early version of Boats. But I didn't know how his vocals would have evolved in the time since I had last heard him sing. So it was kind of a surprise when he sent me the final vocals. And then, of course, I took them in, played with them a lot. You can hear in the cover that I chopped them up a lot. And then I sent it back to him and said, you know, is this okay? And he was happy with the results. So it was a very satisfying process.
And do you have plans to tour this EP?
I don't have plans to tour it right now. I have a lot going on this summer. I'm always kind of insecure performing as a electronic musician because I feel like you need a lot of bells and whistles to kind of keep the crowd interested. So in a live show, I always play a lot of instrumentation. I'll play guitars, accordion, keyboards, handbells. But I haven't worked up these songs for live versions yet. That's another weird thing about being a computer musician. You record the songs first, and then you have to work backwards to figure out how to recreate them live. With a band, you create it live and then record it. So I'm kind of banking on a lot of internet publicity and word of mouth and nice people like you to help me promote it.
Well, I'm a big fan. I had a chance to listen to the song before the show, and it was really cool. I enjoyed it, and we're going to give everybody a chance now to enjoy it as well. And Curtis, thanks a lot for taking the time to chat with us.
Oh, thank you so much.
Here is Blunders Public, and it's featuring Jay Chirko. It is a song called Reason, and it is a cover of the 90s band Hushfeed. Coming up after this, we'll have Tune Yards and Tanya Tagg. Stick around. It is the Earshot 20.
Earshot 20. Extra. We'll be right back. Air with Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland. This is the Earshot 20. Number 15.
I am still here. Can we get this together? Hey life, I am still here. We can get this together. And mine sound the same, but hey life, I love you so much I scream and shout, but I'm one foot in, one foot out, which is kind of like running on a roundabout, you know. At hand, 10 times a day, I don't seem to understand. I've spent 12,944 days alive. Amazing how a human being can still thrive. But I know my days are numbered, I should enjoy the climb. I'd like to smell the roses, but I'm running, running all of the time. I don't wanna run out, but I'm running.
Shot 20. Number 14.
It's the Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. And just before we cut to this break, you just heard Tanya Tagg with Caribou, and before that, Tune Yards with Hey Life, and we heard from Blunders Public, did a little feature there, and heard a song called Reason. Really great Canadian artist, so be sure to check that out. And on the line now, we are heading back to the phone, and of course, catching up with our friend Ed from Exclaim Magazine, Stephen Carley. He's senior editor there, and we're chatting about entertainment news. Stephen, as always, welcome to the program.
Hello.
And we'll kick things off in this hour talking about Death From Above, as they're announcing a new LP.
Yeah, so we've known for a while. The band has been hinting that they were working on new material. They did a short reunion tour at the end of 2013. And now, this last week, they've come out with the news that they have a new LP. It will be out September 9th through Last Gang. The album is called The Physical World and comes almost exactly 10 years since they released their first album, You're a Woman, I'm a Machine. The band's Sebastian Granger spoke to NME saying, quote, "No matter what Jesse and I do, on whatever scale of success it's sat on, there's always some kind of reference to Death From Above. It's only frustrating because it's so lazy. So we're putting out a Death From Above record, and if the press is like, it's not what we expected, or however they react to it, it's like, well, you've been asking for it." So so there's that. They are putting out the record, and it will be put under intense scrutiny, I'm sure, because it's been 10 years since they released an album, and it was a pretty damn good album, so there's that to look forward to.
10 years is a pretty long time to wait, and I know from speaking with a number of artists who seem to have like a little bit of a time period in between, it's always about making sure that you're working on you're putting out the product that you really want to put out, so hopefully they're at least pleased. Who really cares what the press thinks? But I shouldn't say that because I'm talking to you, but if they're happy with it, then that's half the battle.
That's always apparent. I saw them last year on that reunion tour. They played a show in Toronto. Their heart and soul was definitely in it. They were having a great old time. So hopefully that comes through in the music.
All right, another debut or another album that's going to be dropping. It's a debut album for FKA Twigs.
Yes, Twigs, formerly known as Twigs or FKA Twigs, is a songwriter from England. She got a lot of attention last year for twin EPs, the second of which was produced by Arca, a producer I'm a big fan of. He worked on Yeezus. And now she's finally announced that she's coming out with her first album. It's called LP1, and it's being put out by Young Turks on August 12th. Not much is known about the album at this point, other than it includes 10 songs. The track list is out. But again, I saw her on her tour. The new album's going to be incredible. She played some new songs atop everything she's done so far. So that's definitely something to look forward to, especially if you like sort of out there experimental R&B with some electronic flourishes. That is definitely something you should keep your eye on. You can learn more about her on exclaim.ca.
That's exciting. And keeping in the spirit of new albums that are coming out, the new Pornographers also have some new stuff. And I'm really digging the photo that's on your website, too. I like the way that they've got that kind of laid out. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is the week of new album announcements. Tons coming out. And one of them is from, of course, New Pornographers. The new album is called Brill Bruisers, which a friend of mine noted on Twitter is kind of the perfect name for an album by this band. Brill, obviously a reference to Brill Building Songwriters, where modern pop was born, and Bruisers, referring to the muscle that they inject into their power pop. Anyway, the new album is coming out August 26th through Last Gang Records here in Canada. The album was produced by the band's A.C. Newman and John Collins, and the recording took place in Woodstock, New York, and in Vancouver. Newman said of the record, quote, "This is a celebration record. After periods of difficulty, I'm at a place where nothing in my life is dragging me down, and the music reflects that. I'm grateful." For a taste of what's in store, you can hear the new single, which is called Brill Bruisers Like the Album. They'll be heading on a pretty lengthy North American tour later this summer. They'll also be playing Pemberton Music Festival in BC, Sonic Boom Festival in Edmonton, as well as at Riot Fest in Toronto and a number of other solo dates.
Very cool. And you can check all those dates out online, exclaim.ca. And I just discovered at the bottom of that story, there's a really awesome interactive photo where you can actually make the Bro Bruisers show up on the New Pornographers sort of art there. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a widget, so as you listen to the song, you can play around with that.
That's kind of neat. All right, we'll cap it off now, talking one last album to spout about, and that is Spoons, and they're detailing a new album.
Yes, one of my favorite bands is, of course, Spoon, who are from Texas. They do a very unique kind of sort of almost soulful indie rock. They have a new album called, appropriately, They Want My Soul, coming out in August. A new single called Rent I Pay came out this week to give fans a taste of that record. They came out with an unofficial video for it that's now up on YouTube and, of course, on Exclaim.ca. The album's out August 5th. A track list is available, and the band will be touring this summer. I know they'll be at North by Northeast. They will pop up elsewhere, I'm sure.
All right. Well, lots to look forward to in the coming months at least after summer ends, because we've got festivals now, and then we'll see lots of music drop before the end of the new year. Stephen, we'll get you to stick around, and we'll catch up with you in the second hour of the program, as we always do. We're going to get back into the countdown now, coming in at number 13. Here is Tokyo Police Club, Miserable. Stick around, it's the Earshot 20.
I wanna travel to the future again. I wanna travel to the future. I wanna travel to the future again. I heard about it from a friend of a friend.
Thank you.
listening to the Earshot 20. Number 11.
At number 11 this week, down from number 6, that was the Black Keys, the album Turn Blue. You heard a song, Gotta Get Away. I'm really digging that one. And Timber Tambor in before that. At number 12, down from number 5, so a big drop for them. Hot Dreams is the album, and Resurrection Drive Part 2 is the song. And in before that, kicking off that set of 3, Tokyo Police Club, and they are in at number 13, down from number 11, their album Force Field, and you heard a song called Miserable. It is the Earshot 20, and that is the first 10 complete. Big thanks to Stephen Karlick for joining us, as well as Curtis from Blunders Public, and you can check them out online, blunderspublic.com. That's blunderspublic.com. If you're just tuning in, or you want to know more about this show, it is the Earshot 20, and we record and broadcast live every week from local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick, 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time. Then we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. We're also on radioforall.net, so that you can download the program there, and you can also podcast this show on iTunes. When we return, it's the top 10, and Stephen joins us again, plus the lowdown. I'm Anthony Edmond. Brian Cleveland is out this week, but I'll continue the countdown when we come back after this.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.